You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. It's JJ here with my special guest on the phone. She is calling us all the way from Disney California Adventure Park. I have Courtney Scott, who is the senior editor and travel correspondent for Travelocity.com. How are you?
I cannot be better. Yeah, that's right. I'm at Disney California Adventure Park, where the magic of Disney Pixar's Cars has come to life today at Cars Land. The park doesn't officially open until tomorrow, but I have the cars racing behind me right now. It is just fun for the whole family, and it really is like you are just like in the movie.
Oh, really? How cool is that? And you know what? I love the fact that, like, both girls and guys, little girls and guys, they love cars so much. My daughter is 5. She's obsessed with watching Cars on TV. Like, she can watch it 5 million times, so I bet she would love something like that.
Parents are just, they love this film, and they love the whole concept. It's such a nostalgia around the cars and the vintage cars. And here at Cars Land, it's just really interactive and immersive here. So
very cool. Now, Courtney, tell me, what are the top value destinations for the summer?
So at Travelocity, we've done a ton of research, and we have found that in the top 10 value destinations are places like New York City. We've got Las Vegas, always high on our list, Orlando as well, great family destination, of course, in Orlando, South Florida, Miami, beautiful beaches, Washington, D.C., so much history and great destination for 4th of July, so patriotic there. And, of course, Los Angeles is always high on our list, and If you stop by L.A., you've got to make a pit stop here in Cars Land.
Awesome. Vegas always seems like it's just very inexpensive to go to Vegas. Like, you can always get a good deal to go to Vegas.
It's always in our top 10, and it's always a good time, in my opinion.
Exactly. And what's kind of cool that I think people don't realize about Vegas is that automatically you think casinos, but there's so much to do in Vegas. Like, a lot of people even take their kids to Vegas.
Destinations because there are so many shows and events and concerts happening. There's a steady change in the roster, and kids love it. I mean, the glitz and the glamour, the lights. I mean, what kid wouldn't like that?
Oh, exactly. Now, the price to beat when booking summer travel. Let's talk about that.
Yes, this is a very important number for everyone to remember. You want to know what a good deal is and what's not. And this summer, for a domestic round-trip airfare, the price to beat is $375. So when you're searching for flights on Travelocity or wherever you're searching, keep that price in mind, and you should be able to score a good deal.
Yeah, the fact is the price to fly has gone up tremendously, you know, over the past years. You used to be able to get a good flight for like $150, and now it's just not going to happen. But at least you know what the range is here. So if you're over in like $500 and $600 just to get to, you know, LA from Indianapolis or something, you're probably not doing too good.
Yeah, exactly. The prices have gone up. I mean, it's a reality now. Airfare is up about 5% domestically. But, you know, you just have to be smarter nowadays with ways to find deals. You had a great point about, you know, knowing what is over the realistic price for value. But you also want to book a package. That's another great tip that I always tell people. That just means booking a hotel and a flight at the same time. Bundle it together, and you could save up to $525 by simply doing that.
Wow.
That's a super great tip, and not a lot of people think about that. They always book their flights and their hotel kind of separately.
Yeah. I love Travelocity. I actually always use Travelocity to book my flight. So when I had this opportunity to talk to you, I was like, I know something about this.
We love that. Well, for you and for everyone else, go to Travelocity.com/deals. That's our deals tab, and it's updated every week with the newest and latest and hottest deals. So make sure you check that out. And check out Travelocity.com/Disney for your next awesome vacation to Cars Land. It truly is special.
Very nice. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the deals that are out there for travelers that are kind of looking to stay close to home?
Well, you know, I think this is like the summer of the Great American Road Trip. And for sure the people here will agree with me. And it's a great way to save for a trip close to home and not blow your budget on the airfare. But if you are going to rent a car and do a road trip, couple tips there. You want to make sure that you are finding your car rental at a local branch and not at an airport. Prices are typically higher at the airport and lower in the local city branches. You also want to pay for your car rental up front. It's a great way to negotiate with the dealer and pay up front and save a little bit of money there.
Nice.
And again, bundle your car rental in with your hotel. That bundling is a common theme for saving, and it will definitely shave some money off for you.
Very nice. You know, I have never been a rent-a-car type of person until the last couple of years when I started traveling with my daughter. And I'm like, you know, why was I spending so much money on taxis all of this time when I should have been renting a car?
Well, absolutely. And this summer, finally, gas prices have subsided a little. They've steadily dropped over the past couple of months. You know, but even the reality of paying $3.50 a gallon is a little bit steep for people. So that's why we have these tips in place to really make sure that you can make your dream summer vacation, whatever it is, you know, and make it a reality.
Very nice. Now, any last minute tips that you want to give on ways to save on summer travel?
Absolutely. Well, you want to start planning now, especially for 4th of July travelers. Actually, until Saturday, we've got the cheapest rates that we're seeing on 4th of July travel. After Saturday, week by week, the flights will go up until the holidays here. So start booking for your awesome 4th of July getaways. And, of course, one of the tips that I always love is to turn to social media. Not everyone's looking towards mobile apps and, for example, Twitter to find a travel deal. But actually, Travelocity has a mobile app, and we release exclusive mobile deals on hotels, last-minute hotel deals, and they aren't found on the main site. And same thing goes for Twitter. Search for your destination and search for deals and start following all of these travel sites on Twitter, and you'd be surprised what comes up.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Well, awesome. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking to Courtney Scott, the senior editor and travel correspondent for Travelocity.com. We can hear all the cars in the background. It sounds like you are having an awesome time out there.
I am. I don't want to make anyone jealous, but it is pretty cool. So.
Awesome.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you for being a part of our show today. You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thanks.